Well, all right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. And I'll remind you guys, every single day, attorney Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee up in Huntsville, Stan McDonald is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a few minutes. So I mentioned it a moment ago, yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to serve as the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. And we could do a whole show on the uniqueness of the fact that a Kennedy is back in the White House and he was brought there by a Republican, right? But I want to focus on something that he says he wants to do. You see, RFK has ambitious plans based on a series of lifelong passions to save America's kids from an over-medicated, under-exercised, overly diagnosed epidemic of fragility. And I'm glad. So this morning, I was getting ready for the show and I found a segment of an interview with RFK in which he said that he wanted to make changes to kids' school lunches. Let's just take that, all right? School lunches. All right. I'm fine with that. I mean, what you got that's healthy and, oh, by the way, kids want to eat? Because that's the fine line here, right? You have to meet kids where they are. He strikes me as a guy who will thread that needle, right? He knows that fitness and good health, to the extent that it can be controlled, is really a mix between the have to and the want to. It's about good environments, good choices. So school lunches, well, what's on the menu? Because you can put it on a plate, but you can't make them eat it, right? And a hungry kid is still a hungry kid, whether it's because of lack of food or because the food was as awful. The least nutritious lunch is the one that's never eaten. But RFK, he hasn't even found the bathrooms in the HHS office building yet. I mean, and the liberal trolls are already trolling him. So what got me this morning was one lib who tried to school him in her post by saying that Michelle Obama had tried to address school lunches too, and the conservatives in America lost their minds. Well, it was a lot more foul than that, but anyway, that's what she said. Well, I took issue with her revisionist bit of history. It was actually a dishonest take on her part. The Michelle Obama lunches, they were unpalatable dry toast and pablum. I mean, let's look back at it. The multi-billion dollar school lunch program forced participating schools to make changes, and hundreds of participating schools began to pull out as kids left their foods on trays and went to the snack machines in the hallway to buy Snickers and Coke. Obama lunches, they became the stuff of legend on social media as kids posted pictures of kibbles and bits that their dog wouldn't eat. Three cherry tomatoes and a celery stick, a spoon of high-fiber meat paste on a whole wheat tortilla, a skinny carton of skimmy skim milk water. It was a failure from the word go. And more food was thrown out in an epic version of big government waste than ever before. Let's be honest. Listen, I got to tell you, there were decades of kids eating square pizza, tater tots, and applesauce with a half-pint carton of whole milk. By the way, we also drank from garden hoses, we rode in the back of pickup trucks, we ran in flat-bottom keds, drank sugary Kool-Aid, and played outside till the streetlights came on. And we grew up strong, and we changed the world. We won wars. We put a man on the moon. We tore down the Iron Curtain. We revolutionized the world economy. The difference was that we had robust meals that we all liked, yes, but we also had things like roughhousing and scheduled PE classes and badges for the presidential physical fitness test at school, after-school sports, and then we had like that mad-hatting Red Rover thing in the parking lot, right? There were no cry rooms. There were no trigger words. There was no gender fluidity, and there was no month-long celebration of one demographic over another. We were all American kids living our best lives, and the world was better for it. We mollycoddle kids these days, and too often they're rolled up in bubble wrap and strapped to a booster chair until they can drive their own self to school. I mean, to be sure, we grew up in a different era. There are some things that we shouldn't go back to. I mean, it would not have been uncommon back in 1975 for your dad to take a long drag off a Pall Mall cigarette and then turn up the radio and roll his eyes because the Bee Gees were on again and then pop in an 8-track of Johnny Cash while your little 10-year-old self sat in the front passenger seat with a loose lap belt, sucking down some sugary root beer from a glass bottle. And you know I'm right. Look, I may or may not have described my own life right there. But it was always about how fast I could ride my bike, how high I could climb in that big tree. Could I figure out the Hardy Boys mystery before I got to the last chapter? Could I hit the target with my BB gun? Man, I was a whirling dervish. It was always something. School was like a chore that had to be done just to get me to the afternoons. Summers were barefoot and loose change. It wasn't meant for saving. Loose change was meant for running down to the corner store to buy a comic book and some candy. And yes, I was the kid who the store clerk would have to look at and say, "Hey, kid, you going to stand there and read all the comics or buy one?" Different times, man. Take note of the fact that I rode my bike to the store by myself. But by God, we still won the Cold War, didn't we? Look, I can joke about all this, but am I really joking? Because yesterday, we had actor Kirk Cameron here on Right Side Radio. He was on the show, and he's doing amazing work right now to provide parents with good, solid, Christ-centered, conservative, values-driven options for their kids. Things like telling the truth and playing hard and treating each other well and understanding the value of faith and loving our country. It's good stuff. It's a mission worth having. Because in all of the agendas right now, kids are too often used by the left as pawns, as tools, or as means to an end. Children are a gift from God, that's sure. And that's why it's so important that we act as good stewards of the time and resources that we pour into them when they're young. It's also why it's so very important that we act as shepherds who don't just move our flock in the right direction, but we actually protect them from the wolves who prowl the outskirts of the fold. You see, right now, there is an ongoing battle for our kids. It's a real battle. And there are those who want to inculcate, indoctrinate, and vaccinate, whether parents want it done or not. The fight for conservative values is not just a fight among the adults. Liberals have identified what conservatives have always known, that the next generation, the children of this society today, they are the future. And if those liberals can get their hands on our kids, sometimes literally, and tell them that they are aberrations, or they should not listen to their parents, or tell them gleefully that they should never tell their parents what happens when, you know, the parents aren't present, or that right is wrong and wrong is right, or tell our kids that, you know, by virtue of their skin color, they're somehow born an oppressor or an oppressed. Or in fact, the liberal mantra of the fact that the idea that biological sex they were born in is fluid. It's notional. It's a bit of choice. They can choose to be differently regardless of biology. And they can do things without our say-so. Yeah. Well, then they know they can destroy the values before they're even valued. Liberals know that if they can get to our kids, they can change the future adults before they become adults. And they can do all of that and more, to include telling them they should be grateful for having a sorry, dry school lunch that nobody wants to eat. So yeah, let me step back to that school lunch thing again, because I know I chased a rabbit, but here's the deal. I want to remind everybody of something. Let's talk about those school lunches and that liberal troll who was saying Michelle Obama had the great idea, because it was that school lunch rant that brought all this on. See, just last year, the liberal left of the Biden administration's Department of Education took the position that gender was fluid. That's the Department of Education. And then the Biden U.S. Department of Agriculture, the entity who holds all the money for free and reduced lunches to schools around the nation, well, the USDA decided to weigh in. And the USDA actually directed all state agencies and Food and Nutrition Act program operators to, wait for it, here's their quote, expeditiously review their program discrimination complaint procedures and make changes necessary to ensure, anyway, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is the USDA basically said, in essence, liberals thought it'd be a great idea to tell kids if they don't buy into the transgender ideology and their school doesn't allow it, then they won't get their lunch money. That's what it boiled down to. Does that sound like a group of folks who care about our kids? Or is that a group of folks who care more about using our kids to promote their agendas? Look, the bottom line is this. RFK just took his new job yesterday. I haven't seen the new menu for school lunches yet. Will there be one? I don't know. Nobody has. What I do believe is this. I believe he's going to promote good health. I believe he's going to try to promote good life choices. And I believe it will be couched in common sense approaches that looks at what kids need and what kids want. But it'll also have things like exercise and play and more robust living attached to it. You watch. It will. Liberals need to keep their hands off our kids. Liberals screw things up every time. Michelle Obama messed up the lunch, then the USDA and the Department of Education tried to use the lunch as an agenda. We have to be there for our precious little knotheads that we've been entrusted with, because nothing in this world is more important than them. Kids are precious, and they're a gift from God. And their lunch, let's make sure it's the right one. That's a wrap for The Right Side Way.